if there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
I respect you, and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. I hope that we can get a show going. I am on cell phone connection right now. That's a different test. I want to test different methods to escape this freaking ISP problem, which has come back today. They sent a technician yesterday, and the technician was here, and everything was working. But they have a central problem at my ISP, and I am so sorry about this. I don't even know if we can get this cell phone stream going. I don't know if you guys will have lag issues or hang-ups. We're testing. We're going to test today, and it's kind of a bonus show in the sense that generally I do only the Courrier du Coeur on Tuesdays, but we need to test solutions to this because this ISP is just unreliable for some reason. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? JZB Masso says, "Hi JF, good job. Now lift weights." I'm lifting some little weights. Just right now, I am on the process of the first 50 pounds were easy to lose. People say a little choppy visually, but audio is good. Well, that's good. Perhaps next time I can even reduce the resolution and maybe at some point even abandon the video. I am at this point where I have lost 50 pounds. The 50 pounds were easy to lose without exercise, but now I'm at the point where exercise will have to help to get these 40 or 50 more pounds lost. And so what I do is small exercise on a little mat, abdominals, lift. I do little weights of 5 pounds, just hundreds of times, continuously. The goal is to rehabituate my physiology to exercise without reaching the point of injury. And I'm not even interested in building muscle. I'm really just interested at putting myself in a kind of cardio, kind of medium leverage levels of exertion. I'm not even reaching the levels of exertion that you would on a jogging, but I can't jog. I'm too busy at home. I cannot go outside. It's too cold. I have to care for my children, and they don't always want to go outside. And even if we were to go, it's not a temperature where it's very pleasant to jog. So I've developed this simple home method, abdominals, 5, 10, then 50, 100 lift of these 5 pound weights, and then jumping jacks, and then some more abdominals. And Stephen Robinson says, "I lost sound." Well, that is too bad. Sound mining. Hopefully we can find a solution to this freaking problem. So let me see when you guys said dropped frames a minute ago. Okay, mute maxing. This is freaking frustrating because it's a fucking ISP problem that I can't do anything about. Can't do anything about. And they're just lazily saying, we don't know exactly when it will be resolved. We are investigating the situation. SX says, "I really respect your weight loss journey, man. I lost 17 kilos, but with GLPs, and it's annoying. Plapidus says, sound is fine here, didn't lose it at any point. All right, well, that's appreciated. Yeah, so basically my strategy, and this is not a strategy that everyone should use, so you have to be careful, you know, putting yourself in a state of weight loss, of reduction of sugars, these have dangers. And my methods are pretty extreme, but they are adjusted to me and my own knowledge of myself. I know when I'm 3.7 glucose on my blood meter. I know I can feel it before I measure it. I know what it feels to be at 4, 4.1. I know how I feel when I'm at 5.6, 5.7. I start feeling sick at 6. Some people, they will not feel sick from glucose blood up to 7.3, 7.5. They won't even feel it. At 6, I'm like, I feel it. So I feel a lot of things about my blood pressure. I know a lot of things about my glucose. So I know these safety bounds in a way that a lot of people wouldn't directly feel. So of course, whenever you take changes of diet of the sort I do, it's absolutely recommendable to be followed by a doctor, to be monitoring your blood glucose, to not put yourself in hypoglycemia. But in my case, I go hard at it because I really love food, and any moment of my life in which I can't enjoy good food in the quantities that I like is a punishment to me. So I want the punishment to be as short as possible. And the way I did it is with a combination of medication, Gatorade Zero, and very low-calorie diet. I wouldn't say I am on a keto diet because I do eat salads with some vinaigrettes that probably don't qualify as keto. Of course, you want to focus on proteins. So I'll give you an example of the meals I do and the fasting schedules I do. So generally, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I need to last as long as I can without eating. And thank you so much for the donation. CLJ says $14. He says, hello, Papa JF, you look great. Yes, and very soon I think I can get rid of the beard. I think I'm going to shave that beard. Its function was mostly to hide my neck fat. I think that if I lose 10 more pounds, 15 more pounds, my next move will be I don't know if I should keep the pinch. Maybe not. Maybe I'll shave all of this. So I wake up in the morning and I decide, okay, I need to last as long as possible without eating. And I don't eat really breakfast anymore. And typically this can last for many hours or it can last for even the next day. So I'm like, I try to make long fasting periods of 24 hours. Sometimes I don't get it right. Sometimes I'm at 12 hours and I'm like, I'm going to eat a salad because I also have to make sure when I start feeling the low hypoglycemia, low glucose, and your head starts spinning, then I'm like, okay, well, I need to just ingest something. So sometimes I will last only 12 hours in the fast. Sometimes I will push it to 24 hours, and sometimes I will push it to 36, 40 hours. Those are my, basically, one out of three, I make one of these three options. And I go by feeling and by just how much I feel I'm capable of taking. Very often when I enter the 24-hour area, I'm like, okay, I feel totally fine. And it's super easy to get to the 36-hour. Sometimes you get into the 12 hours and you feel that you're lacking sugar. So as far as the kind of meal I can take, well, I can slice a tomato and eat salt and pepper, tomato on the plate. Sometimes I can do iceberg lettuce, chop a big quantity of iceberg lettuce, and then I'll add little slices of ham in it, but just to say there's some protein in it. Combined with a balsamic oil vinaigrette or a low-fat Caesar vinaigrette. Try to limit the quantity of it. Sometimes I will just fry two eggs and put some Tabasco on them. And then sometimes I'll eat a piece of steak, but a piece of steak that is very small. About that for a meal, that plus green beans, plus yellow beans, plus broccoli, steamed cauliflower. So those zero calorie vegetables. This is what I eat. And typically I will eat one meal a day, or sometimes a second, or sometimes zero. So it's either zero of these meals I just listed, one most often, and then sometimes two because I feel like I didn't get enough on the first. And sometimes my salad can include a can of sardines, a can of tomato sauce sardines. Sometimes they can include cans of whole tuna or flaked tuna in water. Those are the kind of meals I allow myself. End of the line, Joel says, mass loss is 80% diet, 20% exercise. Exactly. I've been up to there, up to where I am, only on diet. So exercise is coming right now so that I can go through and continue losing weight because I was stabilizing at 50 pounds less. Now with exercise, I'm already seeing that I'm passing the 50-pound mark and getting further. And it's very small exercise. Just keep your body working in some way. I do the workouts at home in my room because I don't want to go outside. It's very cold in the winter where I am. So those are the meals. Now the fastings plus the small exercise plus the meals, that is the fundamental strategy, but I have two more keys that I use. And again, this may not be fit for you. I'm just telling you my story. I'm taking dapagliflozin. Let me check the correct orthograph. So dapagliflozin is a diabetes medicine. The doctors will give you this if you are at the border of diabetes, as I was. If your blood sugar is not above 7, but it's hanging around there at 6.4, 6.5, dapagliflozin. So this is very important because it makes you pee sugar. And therefore, when I combine this with my diet that's already rough, on top of it, you can lose energy, you can lose calories even when you're not eating. So even when you're not eating, as your body starts decomposing the fats in your body, you're going to pee out some of this energy. And therefore, it allows you to leak calories, literally. So that helps a lot lose weight. It is known as a medicine that helps losing weight, although it's not designed for this. It's not like what's this recent medicine that you Americans have been taking? I don't remember the exact name, but I'm sure you'll have it in the chat. But it's not like this. It's more like the loss of weight is not through eating less or having less of a desire for food. It's truly because you're leaking calories. And so as your fat gets digested, normally it would all get into calories in your blood, but now you're peeing out some of it. Genesis says, Jeff, will you ever consider going on steroids? No, forget about this. I don't care about looks maxing in the title tonight is kind of a joke. I don't care that much, and I'm not looks obsessed, but I decided to lose this weight first to meet the dating market because I just explored the dating market, and it's like, yeah, you need to be beautiful to score beautiful woman. And I'm getting older, so it's like my options are getting reduced more and more. If I want to be able to score, yeah, Ozempic is the medication. Ozempic. I don't take Ozempic, and I don't think it's been tested enough for this to be super attractive from a medical perspective. And anyways, I don't need hunger management. I'm kind of a psycho. I'm able to decide I don't eat. So I have the discipline, but what I like to have is a bonus leak of calorie. So first I decided to lose weight to meet the dating market so that I can score beautiful girls and not be like this kind of fat guy with a trophy wife because he's a YouTuber. I thought, all right, let's score legitimately here. Let's make yourself attractive so that a woman can be happy with you and not feel that she's negotiated down. YouTube commenter says, Jeff really is looking better. Great work. Oh yeah, and it's gonna get even better. I'm totally dedicated and devoted to continuing this to a healthy weight, to the point where I will not look fat at all. I am still relatively fat, but I am much better than I used to be. And the second reason I did this diet is that I need to protect my health because I was headed toward dying early. I was starting to feel it, pain in the liver, pain in the pancreas, and the blood test, you know, were not revealing some massive disease or anything that would immediately kill me. But they were starting to reveal that, yeah, obesity was starting to weigh on the functioning of my organs. And I have to say, already with 50 pounds lost, all of this is gone. Liver is absolutely healthy now. Pancreas feels great if I don't eat much. If I go and eat a McDo burger, then the pancreas is giving me signals that it is a lot of food for it to process. And the heart, my heart is absolutely recovered in terms of that. There were all sorts of little worries where I was seeing the cardiologist and we were doing all these echographies and the heart was working good, but I could feel that there was too much demand on it. And now the heart feels totally like when I was young. And when I step upstairs and when I walk, everything is less exerting when you have 50 pounds less to carry. So it's like, not now I can up the stairs like this and I'm not even exerted at the end. But it used to be more demanding. So life has gotten easier. Cognitively, it has absolutely clarified. You know, it's not that I wasn't able to think. I was publicly here talking to you guys about news. And so I was still cognitively there. But on the everyday, there was these kind of spells that I was feeling where, like, I was feeling blurry in a way. Life felt a little more blurry, not like 50% blurry, but more like 2-3% blurry. And that 2-3% is gone. So I feel much more healthy throughout all my organ functioning. I still haven't went to do the blood test and show my doctor that I succeeded at losing that much weight. I think he's going to be happy, but I think the blood tests are going to reveal that everything that I feel subjectively is actually true and reflected in the test. Plepides says, having shed 50 pounds, does your body feel lighter, as in physically lighter and easier to move around? Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry for the buffering, guys. We are on cell phone tonight. I am faced with this nightmare ISP that doesn't want to fix its problems. I don't know what to do. we're going to have to try various things. Tonight, I'm trying a cell phone stream to see how it comes out at the end, whether we have buffering. So, yes, absolutely. Everything feels clearer and easier to do. Absolutely. The steps, the walking, lifting the children. I'm never tired now. I'm never exhausted by any of these things, whereas I could be exhausted, like carrying kids around at Walmart and one kid in one arm and carrying the diapers in another arm. All of this can be exerting, but on my current physiology, it's all working good. Your kidneys, JF, your kidneys, peeing out calories? No! Well, yeah, I mean, this kind of strategy that I use does put some demand on the kidneys, but I've never had kidney problems, and the physiological measures on my kidneys are that they are working superb. So it's like I'm willing to sacrifice a little bit of kidney exertion, kidney work, because anyways, the situation in which I was with high blood pressure, obesity, you start having problems with kidneys too. So it's not like staying in that situation was an option that would save my kidneys. So yeah, I'm willing to use my kidneys to protect my other organs in a way and try to reach a balance where everything is healthier at the end. Jack Asbauer says, so when will you do your first Ironman, JF? Oh, I don't do these things. Ironman. I don't do these public accomplishments or achievements. I am not interested in this. I am truly interested at just looks maxing for maximizing my dating potential. I want to be able to just walk in a place and just pick up a girl. You come home. You're going to become a mother. Rest in peace, Scott Adams, creator of Dilbert. Here is a comic I did back when his trip got canceled from syndication. So that was a Stone Toss comic in honor of Scott Adams. We have a zero tolerance policy for racism. So you're being replaced with an affirmative action hiree chosen specifically for his race. Dead Star says, I realized was getting older when I started being cognizant of different organs. Yes, when you're young, you don't feel the difference between your liver and your pancreas. But when you are old, you can feel the different things in life that will cause pain to one or pain to the other. Absolutely, absolutely. So yeah, Scott Adams, I have much respect for him because he was engaging with edgy subjects at time, and he was engaging directly with me on Twitter at one point. So a man truly who has lived a life against cancel culture and against the dehumanization of others, and he picked a fight against the left at some point in his life. That was interesting. What a great guy. Probably too shy, probably too much of a boomer to truly move on to the next stage of civilization, because it's one thing to say, oh, well, I've noticed that I want to live in certain neighborhoods and not others. Ha ha. It's another thing to be cognizant of the political consequences of this all, and how we need many fixes of society before some of our problems are fixed. Crockpot Broccoli says, kidney failure is no joke. Took out my grandpa, but he could never be bothered to quit his bad habits. Yeah, I guess I see myself as having much loose on the kidney side, but having to intervene for my other organs right now. Just keep myself max LT by balancing out And I think I'm on the right path. I can feel it. I can feel that I'm on the right path. I don't even fit in my shirts now. That's why I'm in a t-shirt tonight. I'm going to have to buy new clothes because all of my old shirts, I look puffy in them because they are now too big for me. I've redone my website. I've redone jfg.world, simple website. I'm very thankful to the guy who had done this past version of the website for me for free. He had volunteered. It was beautiful, but it was slow loading. There was starting to be an accumulation of problem with the JavaScript and the multiple cross references to 3D models and stuff. So I used my talents as a programmer. And I started on a fresh base of a fresh Vite React base. I've reused the 3D model, but I used the proper React integrated 3GS file from Google. So it allows us to have a look at the book, The Revolutionary Phenotype. You can rotate it. So the model is still there, but it loads much more cleaner in the browser. And then comments about the phenotypic revolution, my letter to humans, letter to AI, support, icons, social media, links, and that's pretty much it. That's a simple website, easily browsable, very responsive when you click on these things. That's all I need. That's all I need, and it's a clean start from a clean Vite framework, which is very good. Now it's more clean programmatically. What the volunteer had done was great, but it was all very spaghetti. It was enter references, enter dependence, and there were so many scripts and little movements induced on the icons. I went simpler, and it's loading as a result. I mean, it took minutes to load the other website in full. Somehow it was always spinning into loading. Now we have a beautiful, slick style. Clinton's refuse to testify about Jeffrey Epstein. Comer to begin contempt proceedings. President Trump isn't the only one clamming up over Jeffrey Epstein, as Bill and Hillary Clinton are both refusing to testify in front of congressional investigators, with the dead sex trafficking pedophile escalating a months-long battle. So basically the Clintons, of course, they don't want to be trapped in a... It seems that this interrogation ultimately aims at having them ridiculed publicly. Having, you know, there's no way they can get out of it looking innocent. So, of course, they don't want to witness or testify. Schools increasingly consider rewarding teachers for results, not seniority. That's a big problem. Because, of course, the problem that teachers are just accumulating salaries based on experience, that is a problem in and of itself because it's totally disconnected from the market. It creates these entitled union positions, basically, where they can't be taken out of, except if they would rape a child. But rewarding teachers for results is also problematic because the fact is most of the results of school are actually pre-selection based. So a school that has success, it's not that they have good teachers. It's that they have good children. That is the key. That is why universities, ultimately, either they strongly select, in which case they are elite and excellent, or they don't strongly select and they are DEI, and they end up not being able to educate people at a high level at all. So you end up having people with doctorates these days that are literally retarded. They're literally stupid by doctoral standards. So it's not easy to start saying, well, we're going to reward the teachers for successing. Because your success is not even due to your talent. Your success is due to how much the school pre-filtered the children that made it into your class. Genetically, like, it's all down the line, it's all genetic. Well, anyways. And the movement for Alberta, this will be my last news item tonight because we are dropping frames and I just wanted to do a cell phone test to see if it was a solution. We're just going to have to wait for this ISP to fix its problem. There's buying Starlink is maybe a solution, but it's a solution that comes in 6 week delivery and it's going to be snow is going to be a problem. It doesn't work all the time. So it's not like Starlink is a massive fix for this situation. We're just going to have to wait most likely that the ISP figures out its central problem. They tell me it's the node. The node is cutting the connections. Well, repair your fucking node. Fuck. Anyways, last news item before we conclude. The independence town halls are happening across Alberta, and there are very positive signs. People are gathering in lines of hundreds and hundreds of people waiting in the cold just to sign the petition for the independence of Alberta. I've already signed it. I am extremely excited. I think we're going to certainly meet the threshold. We might even get 500,000 signature at the rate it's going right now. But we're certainly going to meet the threshold to force a referendum. And I believe we have to get out of Canada because Canada is going to change Alberta if they are given the chance. Eventually, you can't have a country and protect your... Because you have no border enforcement when you're a state or a province. So eventually, people are going to come here. And if Canada is parasitized, Alberta will be parasitized by the very same people, very same bureaucrats, very same self-rewarding migrant loops of fakery and fraud. So if Alberta cannot have control of its border, it's going to become just as bad as the rest of Canada. That is it for tonight. Nate Dog says, yo, JF, did you cover the Sophie Rain hoe tax yet? Yeah, so there's a proposition in Congress, I believe, to add a 50% tax on OnlyFans income. That is very weak. These things don't work that much because what it does is it punishes OnlyFans and these hoes are going to keep being hoes. They're just going to find a way to redirect the money flow on other channels like PayPal. So I'm not for targeting particular industries with special taxes. That never works. Because there's always a way. Life finds a way. There's always a way to work around it. And these hoes gonna keep being hoes. Now, the principle, the idea that if we tax anything, it should be societally destructive behavior. I agree with this. I agree with this. If, you know, in a way, there's a much better case to be made for taxing OnlyFans than taxing cigarettes. Because cigarettes only destroy you mostly. If you forget about secondary smoke, if you smoke outside, cigarettes only kill you. But OnlyFans is the trade of deception. Oh, yes, and E. Smith is saying, are you taking a multivitamin while doing all this fasting? That is one thing I had forgotten. I do take the Centrum 50 Plus multivitamin, and I also take Coenzyme Q supplement and fiber supplements, Restora Fiber gummies. So those are three supplements that I take. They don't help you lose weight, but what they do is they allow you for your whole body to continue functioning from an electrolyte perspective. So you have the zinc in the Centrum multivitamin. You have the vitamins that you would need for your immune system. The fibers, they allow you to fill your stomach with something that won't be caloric in nature. And then the coenzyme Q, well, it's a supplement that is good to for your heart and good for your tissues in general, because you just need that. And if you're eating very little food, you may be missing. So it's mostly a replacement strategy. And Gatorade Zero, I drink a lot of Gatorade Zero because it has all of the ions except dextrose. So you get everything replaced in your body except sugar. You're leaking sugar through your pee. And the more you pee, the more you lose sugar. So those are some of the things that are also part of my strategy. Bye-bye.